Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. We're back, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 119.
This will be our biggest episode ever.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Biggest ever?
Well, we got a lot of stuff to cover, because unless you've been living with your head up your own butt, it's that Holiday Glee coming out. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Holiday Glee. Unless you've been living with your head in the sand, there's a whole lot of crap going on. We're going to cover it. First, obviously, the big news, if you haven't been on the board lately, you got to check it out. Actual pre-production pictures have been leaked of the next Camaro.
Yep.
What we've been waiting for, well, for a long time.
Yeah.
But first, talking about the Holiday Glee,
we found some Jones soda.
Some holiday soda.
We have three flavors we're going to be trying today. These are Christmas ones. We're going to be trying Gingerbread Man, Christmas Cocoa,
okay,
and Candy Cane.
No ham?
Sorry, couldn't find it. However, next week we have the 2007 dessert pack, and that should be interesting.
No ham?
Sorry, couldn't find it. If I see it, I'll grab it. I promise.
Nobody send any in, okay? I don't want to drink that crap.
But let's.
All right, let's. I can't believe we're preempting the big news for Jones Soda. But hey, you know, we owe it to our audience, right?
Yes.
What is this first one we're gonna do again?
The first one we're doing is Gingerbread Man.
Soda. Does it smell gingerbready?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Okay. Let me have my own little whiff here. I'm gonna experience the aroma in bouquet. It doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah, it does. It smells like ginger.
Imagine that. All right, here we go. Bottoms up. Holy crap.
Not too bad.
It's like if you took cream soda and pureed it in a blender with gingerbread men.
Yeah.
I could actually drink this.
It's not bad.
That's pretty tasty.
It's not bad. I'd recommend drinking these cold.
Yeah, if it's warm, it's
I've
taste
chilled
like...
them in the refrigerator.
And I appreciate that a lot. That's not bad. I mean, that I could drink that often.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's a good holiday drink. You mix that with a little vodka. Of course, I think I say that every time.
Probably. Okay, next one up is Christmas Cocoa.
I love soda in glass bottles, man. I hate cans.
Pure cane sugar, baby.
That's right. Christmas Cocoa. What's this one smell like? Here we go. That smells awfully chocolatey.
Sure does.
It smells like Coca-Cola Black.
No.
Tell me what it smells
like.
I don't know what it
smells like.
Don't mess
with my Coca-Cola Black, man.
Oh, Jesus. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Tastes like Coca-Cola Black to me.
Mm-mm.
Lighter version of it.
No way.
Don't tell me what I think it tastes like.
Coke
I know what
Black
it tastes,
tastes like coffee flavored Coke.
Well, this tastes like
chocolate.
You know
chocolate
what?
Soda.
You know what? You know what? Yeah, it tastes like Yoo-Hoo. Yoo-Hoo that's been carbonated.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's good.
Yeah. I'd still say the first one was better.
I agree. This ain't bad, but uh-oh. Look out. All right, now this is one I'm a little leery about.
Okay, the last one we're doing is called Candy Cane.
I got a feeling this is going to clear our sinuses clean out. Oh, boy. This sounds like a beer commercial. Now I got to pee.
Okay, you ready?
Holy crap.
Smells like candy canes.
Smells like an old Christmas scratch and sniff book.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mouthwash. It tastes like friggin' mouthwash.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
It's not bad. It's like mouthwash mixed with cream soda.
Yeah, I like it.
I think mouthwash. I think Listerine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like it.
Or that shit that the dentist used to polish your teeth.
Mm.
That pepperminty shit. It makes me want to reach out and punch them every time they start. That's not bad. Nothing, yeah.
What's another podcast episode without Jones Soda? Just so they know, we do have advertising opportunities available, Jones. So
yeah, send us a shitload of this stuff and we'll drink it. Concoct, you know, like dog diarrhea.
Oh, God.
Surprise, or I don't know. Well, hell, we were going to drink ham soda, for frick's sakes. Come on. I think I like the, out of the three, what'd you like the best?
I like the candy cane.
I like the gingerbread man better. The candy cane really wasn't bad.
Gingerbread second, the Christmas cocoa third.
They all tasted pretty good, but.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back next week with more Jones.
Yeah.
All right. Pies and stuff, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, listen, let's get to the guts.
Yeah. Let's talk about the pictures that came out first this week.
Okay. Apparently they were from down under.
Yeah, the checkerboard pattern.
Shattered glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black and white man, the bra, the funky wheels. And there's three of them.
Three of them.
Three of them. Word has it there's more than three in other places, too. But if you haven't seen them, by all means, just hit the main page at CamaroZ28.com. There's a big news flash link right there on the front page. You can't miss it.
Take you right to the forum, right to the pics.
Right. I don't think that GM was too upset about these, because they were indeed out in the wild. They got to expect this to happen, which is why they're all camoed up.
Of course.
However, the second ones that were released yesterday,
yeah,
those were not meant to come out.
I don't think so.
And everybody on the Camaro team is very upset that this happened. Make no mistake, this was not a planned leak, because they would pick a much better angle and a much better picture to leak.
Was that a cell phone shot?
That was most definitely a cell phone shot, because you can see a tremendous amount of distortion in it. They're actually, to me, the words that were said to me was, if they're going to, you know, leak a picture out, at least take a better picture, because that is very unflattering. The angle, the lighting, the quality of the photo, the hood is open, it changes the whole lines of the car, and everybody's going bat crap over what they see in this distorted, blurry cell phone picture.
Yeah. Well, I was just happy that, I don't know what, I'm not happy that the pictures came out,
right,
but I'm happy that to know that there's a car out there and that, you know, it's being tested, and it's not like we're waiting here anticipating, you know, more stuff to come out. We actually have proof now that there's a car out there and they're testing it.
Right. You know, proof out in public.
Right.
The thing that sucks is people look at it and they see what they see and they
Didn't we have this kind of the same discussion when the fifth generation concept was leaked?
Right. You know, everybody's like, oh, that's all messed up. I'm not going to buy it because of this, that, or whatever. It's same reaction. Right. They're seeing it and they're expecting the real deal to look that poor.
Right.
That wrong. Because it's the picture's wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care what anybody says. I can tell you the picture is wrong.
It's obviously a test mule.
And it's a horrible, you know, it might be accurate, but what you see in the picture is not accurate.
Right.
The car may be accurate, but the depiction in the picture is not. And everybody's basing their opinion. Of course, I'm so sick of these people. I'm not going to buy it if it doesn't have this. I'm not going to buy it if it looks like that. If it has this door handle, I'm not going to buy it. Blah, blah, blah. Then shut up. I mean, for God's sakes. You know, okay, great. I'm not going to buy a Ford F-150 pickup. I'm not going over to the Ford F-150 website and posting there saying, I'm not going to buy a new pickup. Sons of bitches. All right. That was my rant for the day.
Okay.
Because we all know they're liars. We all know.
Yeah.
When they post that, that means they want to buy it. They're just scared.
We got to find something to nitpick on, so.
Pansies. I'm going to buy one.
Regardless.
Damn right, because I know what it's going to look like, and I know what's going to look like.
I don't care if the car weighs 4,000 pounds.
Oh, God, don't start that. So we're going to have so many callers coming.
Yeah.
We'll get to that number in a minute, though, so you can berate Chris. Because they're going to tell you it's going to weigh 5,000 pounds, and that's why they're not going to buy it.
Yeah. So anyways, if you want to check out those pictures for yourself, click on either the main link that's on the main page, right on the top, CamaroZ28.com, or check out the 2010 Camaro section, right up top on the message board.
Yep, and see the pics that are making the big deal with somebody else's website name smeared all over it.
Yeah, well, they're all over the internet.
Yeah, well, if that's how you want to get famous, by all means.
By all means.
Good luck to you. But hey, overall, it's a good thing. Overall, the responses are good.
Yeah.
the 90% positive, yeah, even though they are crappy, shitty pictures. So, hey, speaking of which, there's a big event that's already been announced.
Yep, this was announced last week. The big event that GM normally has every year that used to be in Bowling Green. This year was in Detroit. Next year, Indy 2008.
What do they call it? The Indy Bash? Indy Bash 2008 or something,
yeah, something like that.
It's being put together by the Central, was it the Central Indiana?
Yeah, Camaro Club.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, and I have to double check this because I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it's September 18th through the 21st. It is that weekend.
That sounds about right.
Consider it the third weekend in September if I'm looking at my calendar right. Scott Settlemyer himself posted, and he said, this is one not to be missed.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink, which Bob Cosby ought to love. Our friend Bob. Mm-hmm. He says that this is a very important show, and it's pretty easy to draw a conclusion as to what he's referring to, considering the date and when production is supposed to start and whatnot. We shall see, but you know...
Sounds like an event not to be missed.
Well, we're going to be there.
We will definitely be there.
We should probably do a summit down there, too.
Yeah.
You know, why not? We had our summit when it was this past summer.
Sure, why not?
And I think it'll be even better then.
Yeah.
I really do. I think it'll be fun. And we'll get a lot of people involved if we can help it, but that's you know, a year away. But mark your calendars, third weekend in September.
We will post a link and all the details in the show notes.
You got it, punk. So... All the guts are out there, all the latest and greatest news. You know, we got through the Jones, we got through the pictures, we got through the event. So we're really happy to hear from you guys as to what you want to tell us about what we've covered or even what we haven't covered. And if you don't know the number by now, here's how to do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right. It's just that easy. And we got another call in this week from our good friend.
Let me guess.
Mr. Bayer Z28.
How'd I guess? Has he been drinking again?
I don't know. Let's see if we can judge for ourselves.
Sounds good.
Hey, what's going on? It's Bayer Z28. I just had an idea on my way home. I guess this year or late last year, well, this year actually was the release of the 10 years ago was the release of the LS1 for the 1997 Corvette. Consider it like a 10-year anniversary, I guess, if you will. If you guys could, I don't know, if you wanted to do something maybe on the podcast about that, or if, maybe if you get a hold of Scott and see if he has maybe any announcements or something about the new LS1 that was released in late 96 or production year 97, I think that'd be pretty neat. So, yeah, just figure I'd give you guys a jingle. All right, later.
I like that. He's like, last year, 10 years ago.
Maybe he was
hitting the sauce.
Sipping on Granddaddy's cough syrup there.
Yeah, that's true. We did have the 10-year anniversary of the LS1 engine, which is very cool. Here's an interesting tidbit that I bet you not too many people know, or either that or I just missed it myself, but I did find out something interesting about the LS1 engine. Just this year was the first time in Comp Cam's history that the Chevrolet small block camshaft was not the number one selling camshaft that they produced. For the first time in Comp Cam's history, it was the LSX cam.
Wow.
So the LSX just dethroned the small block Chevy camshaft.
I guess that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot. And the interesting part is that it's been 10 years and they're not even making the engine anymore. So it's nice to know that you know, LS1 power is still doing good, but I don't think that'll be for too long.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
We'll see.
So thanks for the phone call, old friend.
Yeah.
You need to jet up here to Detroit and bring some of that hooch with you.
Yeah.
I want to see if it's all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess, you know, we're going to let the cat out of the bag here. People have been asking us about holiday premium member discounts.
That's right.
We always appreciate people becoming premium members. It helps us, you know, helps us with the server and all that junk, you know, the usual bit. And we'd like to give out something in return. So for this year's holiday discount, we're going to make 1 year premium memberships, I don't know, Half off, fine. Starting 10 days before Christmas. So it'll be this Saturday.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
Okay.
So all you got to do is click the link that says become a premium member or whatever the hell it says on the side of the site. I don't even look at it anymore myself. We'll also announce it in the site news and suggestions, site news and announcements or updates forum, which is the first forum. And of course, in the site help and suggestion box forum.
Beautiful.
That everybody was asking about in. Jesus. Good. Everybody wants crap from us. And we appreciate your patronage, and we appreciate giving out cool stuff to you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I was at PRI last weekend.
Yeah. Tell me about your trip.
Well, since we're limited on time, I'm going to just cut to the chase. I was there for my day job. However, I had a certain interest to talk to a few certain people about what they felt about the next Camaro coming out.
Okay.
And everybody said a lot of positive things about it, including things that I was surprised to hear, which I'm not at liberty to release. However, let's just say that the aftermarket is gaining some ground quickly on the next Camaro.
Oh, okay.
They're already ready. They are ready to go.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's great. Cause,
we talked about this, a month or two ago?
That's
about
right.
The aftermarket for the new fifth-gen Camaro.
And these came right out of from the source of the folks that are doing it. In fact, I'm not going to mention names, but some Australian companies were there.
Okay.
And a couple of them says we've already got one in the shop.
Oh.
But I think that they're referring to maybe the G8, because the G8 started there. And from what I hear, the rumor mill is the G8 and the next Camaro may not be entirely different on the underside.
Oh, okay.
Not too much different. That's what I hear. That's just rumor. Don't count that as truth like what all those other a-holes try to spread around. Because if it's like the G8 underneath, then I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah.
Sure you won't.
Hell with that.
Speaking of Camaro news, die-cast stuff. Any day now, they're going to show
day.
Up. Yeah, and I'm going to be a busy dude
and
packing
just
and shipping.
Going to get like a drop shipment of all sorts of cars on your front porch.
You know, it's two pallets and it's 32 cases.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm a stupid man, considering the number three is already being planned.
Oh, boy.
Hey, it's fun. I like doing it. Gets a name out there, too, and gives somebody something cool to wrap their hands around. Premium memberships expire, but diecast cars are forever.
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 Unless you put them on eBay.
Well, isn't that what they're for? I saw one of the green machines. God, what were they asking? I think I sent it to you.
$199, buy it now?
$199, buy it now.
Wonder if it's sold.
I haven't checked. Probably not, to be honest with you. But you know what? It's nice to know that somebody thinks it's that valuable.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Of course, you know, I'll be posting all about it. But if you haven't gotten your order in, go to cz28store.com. They're selling out pretty fast. I've got a couple hundred left at that. And those will be gone as soon as I say in stock, ready to ship. They'll be gone.
We'll be gone.
So pre-order while you can.
Excellent.
Chris, what kind of time are we up to now?
18 minutes.
All right. Well, this one's gone long.
Yeah.
I guess we better wrap this up.
But we will be back next week with our Christmas edition the podcast, like
That's
we do
right.
every year. This will be our third
Is
Christmas
it?
Edition. Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, boy.
And more Jones Soda.
More Jones Soda.
The 2007 dessert pack from Jones Soda.
I feel fatter just thinking
There's
about it.
Four of them in that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to us one more time, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.